Redoubt Falls lies about 17 miles southeast of Sitka. It's home to the largest subsistence dipnet salmon fishery in the area. SeaAlaska selected the few acres around the falls 38 years ago under rules spelled out in the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, or ANCSA. Former Senator Albert Kukesh is chairman of the SeaAlaska Board.
This was a process set up by the United States government to allow us to get control of our sacred sites. It doesn't work very well.
Still, there has been some movement recently on the redoubt selection. A Bureau of Land Management survey of the property was done in 2011, and the trustees of Sheldon Jackson College filed a color of title claim, saying some of the area had been deeded to the school following the sale of Alaska from Russia to the United States. Kukesh regarded the Sitka signing ceremony, which has no effect whatsoever unless the BLM conveys the land to SeaAlaska, as a demonstration of SeaAlaska's intention to keep sacred tribal lands under the control of local tribes, if not in their ownership. He told the small audience gathered in the Sitka Tribe conference room that corporate ownership was the only tool available to tribes to regain control over traditional lands.
We really want to make sure that Sitka tribes and other tribes realize that we don't want to own it, but we're, by circumstances, have to own it because we're the only train left at the Congress where we're going to have sacred sites management come to.
Corporate ownership of public lands, particularly at a major sockeye run, has been polarizing in Sitka. SeaAlaska Vice Chair Rosita Worrell repeated a theme that the corporation has emphasized at public meetings on the issue. ANCSA guidelines on the use of sacred sites are clear.
It can't be for any kind of commercial development. It can be used for, continue to use it for subsistence fishery. And we know that the site is really important to the tribal members, but to the public at large. And so under this agreement, that this agreement recognizes that the public will continue to have access to that site for subsistence fisheries.
The four-page memorandum of agreement was signed by former Senator Kukesh on behalf of SeaAlaska and by Tribal Council Chairman Mike Baines. Afterwards, I asked Worrell why Redoubt was sacred. She said she'd been down to visit the falls.
I could feel, you know, just the essence of that site. And I can imagine, you know, the long use of it by our ancestors. I'm also aware that it was a site that was used by the Russians. And so there is that part of history that's there, although that doesn't have the kind of sacred dimensions that I've just discussed. We do recognize, you know, the significance of the Russian occupancy.
Sitka Tribal Chairman Mike Baines said his organization had no immediate plans for Redoubt if SeaAlaska were to finally receive the land, but he acknowledged that there were possibilities for cultural education in the area. For him, signing the management agreement was about fulfilling the mission of his office.
When we say our oath of office at the on the council, one of the things, one of the most important things is for us to, that we'll work to protect the traditional resources of the Tlingits in the area, and that's certainly one of the traditional resources. So. Yeah, that's what we plan to do.
The management agreement will not affect the Forest Service and the $100,000 taxpayer-funded lake fertilization program. SeaAlaska's Worrell said she hoped the federal government continued to pay for the program. Separate SeaAlaska land selection legislation affecting nearly 70,000 acres of timberlands on the Tongass and another 80 sacred sites is currently before Congress. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.